This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, the weekend is finally in sight, and here with some ideas on how to spend those days is Jim Sullivan, editor of JimSullivanInc.com. Good to see you again, Jim.
Hey, Meghna.
So I understand your first pick sounds a little like this.
All this time, my life, my whole life, it's been lies.
Abe, honey, no one ever lied. You just didn't see the truth.
What truth are you talking about? That I'm a failure?
Sweetie, we'd written you off as a failure years ago.
Oh, jeez. Jim, so where's that from?
It's from a film called Dark Horse. It's screening tonight at the Brattle Theater. And what you heard was the character Abe, played by Jordan Gelber. He's talking to his mother, who was played by Mia Farrow. And Abe is, well, he's a fat 30-something man who lives with his parents, works for his father, Christopher Walken, in a low-rent real estate office. And as you heard in the clip here, Abe has been branded a failure, but he considers himself a front-runner mentality with Dark Horse qualities. And he's fallen in love with this unlikely edgier girl named Miranda, who's played by Selma Blair. He proposes to her just 1 week after meeting her at the wedding, so clearly he's a little unstable, and due to a series of events in the film, he's forced to try and figure himself out.
Dark Horse actually came out in June, but the Brattle is playing it now. Why is that?
Well, it just ran for a week at the Kendall this summer, and Ned Hinkle, who is the program director at the Brattle, just loves Todd Solondz, the director, who's well-known for Welcome to the Dollhouse and Happiness. And Ned just thought, well, I want to bring it back. The college kids are around now. This is definitely a film that appeals to college kids.
And Mia Farrow and Christopher Walken. Great cast, it sounds
like. Oh, he's terrific in this.
So that's Dark Horse screening tonight at the Brattle Theater in Harvard Square. Jim, what else do you have for us?
Well, Boston Fashion Week starts today, and although this pick isn't an official Fashion Week event, it certainly plays in the spirit of Fashion Week. It's an exhibit at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem. It's called Hats, an anthology by Stephen Jones. It opened earlier this month and runs through late February. It is co-curated by Jones, a famous British milliner, whose hats have been worn by, gosh, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Marilyn Manson, Barbara Streisand, members of the royal family.
So, Jim, I'm going to admit to you and the rest of the world that shock, I am not much of a decorative hat person, but I did actually spend some time today looking at some of the hats in the exhibit, and I have to say they're gorgeous. There's one that I saw that was black and had these enormous feathers sort of protruding straight out from it, and then another hat that really caught my attention was actually in the shape of a paint palette with a brush sticking out on top.
Yeah, not the most functional hat in the world, but boy, it is attractive, and here's a little fun fact. Each one of those blobs of paint on the hat palette is made up of 200 singularly stitched sequins. And in the words of Stephen Jones, who did it, a hat is the cherry on the cake, the dot on the I, the exclamation mark of the fashion focus.
So that's Hats, an anthology by Stephen Jones, and it runs through February at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem. Jim, so we've got one more pick from you today. What's it going to be?
Well, at the ICA, they've got a series called New Music Now. And tonight, 7:30, they've got guitarist Mark Rebo, who is kind of a jack of all trades, master of them too, actually. He's really the ultimate sideman. He's played with the Black Keys, Elvis Costello, Elton John, Modesky Martin and Wood, many, many others in many different genres. He's released 19 albums under his own name, and the latest is called Silent Movies, and here's a taste of that for you, a song called The Kid.
What we're hearing is just him on solo guitar, even though you were talking about how he's the ultimate sideman, and apparently he'll be playing solo tonight as well?
Yeah, I was talking to his management about what to expect, and what they said was completely unpredictable because he shapes his sets according to the acoustics or the temperature of the room or his mood on the day of the show and opens up the program to wherever it may take him and the audience.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be some very beautiful music tonight. That is Mark Rebo at the New Music Now series at the ICA this evening at 7:30. Jim Sullivan, editor of JimSullivanInc.com, thanks so much for some terrific picks today.
Thank you, Meghna. Good to be here.
And as always, there's more information about all of Jim's picks at RadioBoston.org.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.